And now, an audio art tribute to my brothers, whose serendipitous tape it is my pleasure to play and elaborate upon.
An ace is a pilot who can combat down 5 enemy planes or lunar vehicles. This report is about one ace of World War I named Edward Blumer. Ed was born in 1890 in Florence. As a small boy, he was always good. When he was 8 years old, he and a gang made him call the horse their gang. Went down a quarry thing. One day, Eddie took his bicycle and attached a large umbrella to it. The umbrella popped inside out and he hit the sand and spun under the barn. Eddie was only stunned, but the bicycle was shot. The fire broke out in the school and the fire broke out. Everyone got out, but Eddie forgot his coat and hat. He made it into the building to get out. He ran back down and did not stop until he arrived home. He got spoiled and he ran out of school with his coat and his hat. His goat was attacked by a vicious dog, and Eddie ran in to try and help his goat by pulling the dog away from the goat. After Eddie pulled the dog away, the dog tried to attack him, but Eddie's father rescued him. Eddie invented a perpetual motion machine, but it did not work. The energy producer and the ground needed to cancel each other out. And his father died, and he was the last person that his father talked to of the family. After his father was laid to rest in the cemetery, Eddie made the very best promise he ever made to his mother. He said, "Mama, I'll never make you cry again." Time passed before Eddie realized he was sitting at the place where his father sat at the head of the table. His mother understood this, but Eddie did not understand it until many years had passed. When he was 14, he got a job in a glass factory. He carried glass tumblers to tempering ovens. He never quit schooling, just left it. He never finished 7th grade. He quit this job because he was dog tired of running from one place to another. After that job, he got another one, making cores for steel castings. He found another job near his home, so he quit the steel castings and entered a job capping bottles in a brewery. Eddie was never afraid to quit his jobs. He saw a Ford runabout and asked if he can take a ride in it. He worked as an apprentice at the Pennsylvania Railroad. He first had a job cleaning passenger cars, then transferred to the machine shops. He then, after that, got a job in a garage. He asked Mr. Fair, a car builder, for a job. Mr. Fair turned it down, but Eddie saw the shop. It was dirty. Next day, he arrived at the factory for Mr. Fair and cleaned one-third of the floor. Of the first floor, I mean. Mr. Fair was amazed at what he did and hired him. Mr. Fair told him to report to Schwartz, a German toolmaker, and Schwartz built carburetors. From there, he went through engine assembly, to others, and then to chassis assembly. After chassis assembly, he went to engineering section of the building. He was asked to be riding mechanic by Mr. Fair. One day, Mr. Firestone's car broke down, and Eddie fixed it. Firestone said he was the seventh wonder. He went to Dallas, Texas to fix three cars, and in his eagerness, he forgot to take off his long underwear. He took one of the cars and drove it until it broke down. Fixed them with, and he found the trouble and fixed it with the plain rainwater. He repeated the process to the other cars. Mr. Fair asked him if he would like to race against Barney Oldfield. Eddie said, "I'm practically there." And Mr. Fair and Eddie was a team. They beat Oldfield as a team. He raced in the Sioux City race. He beat the favorite driver, Spencer Richard. In another race, there was a driver who hated dust, so Eddie, when the driver was on the outside of him, skidded on purpose to slow him down. He won the race by 10 seconds. He drove a race where the pace was so slow that his spark plugs fouled, but he still won the race without changing them. Car racing was big news back then. Many newspapers held Rickenbacker wins. The riders called him Speedy Swift. At Los Angeles, reporters made a wild story that Eddie was actually a noble Prussian, Baron Edward von Rickenbacker. He raced a driver who had a faith. Engine trouble. He asked if he could help. David told him his engine doesn't deliver enough power to fly. Eddie found the trouble and fixed it. The last race he was in was at Alcott.